CliffCentral.com. Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
We gonna be rich forever.
What do you think of that?
I receive. The mighty name of Jesus.
Can I just say that the picture that I took of Candace right now is bomb as hot. Like, honestly.
Oh my God, that me?
That is so...
What just, a flame!
Guys,
what?
iPhone 8 Plus is doing the most.
You know what? Sometimes it's just your camera quality, right? That's really it. It's not a glow up. It's always just like your camera got better. That's really it.
But like, I'm willing to invest in that type of a camera. Like, that will change your life. That'll change your whole self-esteem.
It'll change your Instagram.
I don't need...
Okay. So, guys, check it out. Now that we're in the third hour and we're like... certified like professionals now, because we know what we're doing. Not, I would have never guessed that a flame like that would swing both ways.
Absolutely.
Come on, you're gay and you're good looking too. Come on, what do you even mean?
You know, this is how rumors get started, ne?
No, I didn't start this one. That's the thing. This one being.
This has been.
Yeah,
been.
This been in the streets? We're just waiting for you to confirm.
Is it been in the streets?
Just, you know, just.
So, like, none of you would be surprised if I came one day and I was like, hey, guys, listen.
We actually wouldn't really
I'd
give a
like,
shit.
We'd be new.
We'd be bored.
You'd be like, duh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless if you had to do something like get married, that would shock us.
Like, I don't know myself anymore. I feel like I'm so, like, detached from myself.
Who are you?
I don't know, like, what to do with my life. Anyway, I want to find out something, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, whenever you like, you meet up these like fantastic people, right? They almost like make you reevaluate your life and be like, my God, listen, what you're doing with your whole life, right? I mean, if people that are doing like 2, 3, 4 type of like careers at the same time, and we're like struggling with like 1 or 2, like what is it? Like, I'm pretty sure like there's some like unsavory stuff that people are doing to make these things happen. Like, either like they're drinking a lot or like. They are like, no, like, for example, like a lot of artists,
yeah,
right, music artists are on drugs, on cocaine,
yeah, absolutely,
like, to like maintain that amount of energy. There's no
your
way
faves in South Africa,
like, there's no way
all your faves on coke.
There's no way you'll do that amount of gigs in like one night and like still be like sane.
No, but I think it's just, if I were to make it all corporate finance, it's just diversifying your portfolio, fam, trying to make sure that you don't put your eggs,
yeah,
in one basket. But so you never know. You never know which one might pop back with guap, lots of money. So you're just trying to wing everything up.
But you're just trying to make sure that like you don't burn out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but who's got time to burn out when there's potential money to be made, though? That's the thing.
Tell me something, guys. There's money to run our lives. Like, are we?
You're the last one to talk. You're the last.
Are we? No, I just want to know because I want to get to know myself. Like, are we? Like, are we? Are we that bad?
Candace, are we not that bad? Are we that bad? Or are we not that bad?
We're not that bad.
We're not that bad?
No.
Okay. No, you know what? And who cares what other people say when you guys think we're not that bad? So I want to find out something. Seeing that we speak about money and all things materialistic, right? So in your everyday lives, and I want you guys to answer me this, and I thought it was a very interesting question, okay? What is the most magical experience you've ever had? Like, what's the closest thing you've ever felt to magic?
Like, can you please brief us on these questions? Because it takes some time to think about magical moments in your life.
Oh, come on. Is your life really like...
that trash. When you've lived all my life, my head stop fighting. No, I'm joking. Magical moment. You go. You go first. Craig was sexy.
Okay, no, hold on. I actually want you to think of it because I really want proper answers, right? This one will be an easier one, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Who's the messiest person you know?
Candace.
Myself. Very messy.
Yeah, you are quite messy.
Yeah.
Right.
But a hot mess.
It's a hot mess. Yes, a hot mess. Probably.
God bless this mess.
Absolutely.
You see, even that, even my pen thingy just fell out.
Like, so many things happen in the studio at the same
time.
I'm not
messy.
Quite sure, like, how we, like, survive.
Yeah, that's true. But also, you know, it's a good kind of mess. It's the kind of mess that, you know, you want kind of need.
Who?
Organized disorder.
So, seeing the thing that you're this messy, right? Okay? Mm-hmm. And seeing that you're this messy, what is the dumbest way you've ever, like, been injured? Like the dumbest way. I have one. What's cool. The dumbest way you've ever been injured?
Okay.
Where like you break something, you're like, I'm a real klutz. Like I'm an idiot.
Oh yeah, I know.
Go for it.
Okay, so freaking hell. So I'm in a it's one morning. I'm like, I think I was in matric at this time. So I'm rushing. I'm wearing my school socks, right? So I need to go to my school shoes. So I'm running, and my little toe hits like the shelf, right? Like the bookshelf. And in this moment, obviously, I'm going crazy. But I'm like, I need to get those school shoes. And I try not to think about this pain, but it's blowing my fucking mind.
Yeah. Oh.
And I put on my school shoes, and literally by about 9 a.m., I was like, nah, nah, nah.
Something wrong.
Is terribly wrong with this toe. It wasn't just like a normal step, right? And yeah, guys, I had to get x-rays done. It was lit. They needed to like fix it up. It was swollen. I couldn't wear my school shoes. So imagine me. One school shoe. So yeah, that was my one moment where I was like, we could have avoided this mess.
Yeah.
And you know, because I played first team netball, you know, and I was quite, you know, I was really good. And my team needed me, you know, at this point. And well, I couldn't play. I tried to soldier on because my coach was like, you're going to play. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to play. I'm in pain. And she's like, you're going to play. We need you.
Okay, for me, it's nothing that elaborate. I made stew, and instead of putting normal regular salt, I put Epsom salt. So, so clearly that day was quite lit from behind.
What?
Not the best day of my life. I felt like it was just, yeah.
I know that's like
at the worst.
A fork, you know, it's like a.
Yes, I would be so pissed.
Yes, I'd be.
I was. So mine was really stupid. Like mine was so dumb. So literally, so day before I'm at gym, I do legs, right? And I go to legs hard. Okay, and it's winter.
You do?
Oh shit.
No, you came for me first. And I always say, don't come for me when I didn't send for you.
So wear a jacket.
So you're gonna keep getting it for the next. He's so gonna switch my mic off now.
I was joking,
I love you.
I was trying
okay.
to do legs, right, Craig?
Gotcha.
Right? And I was going in hard. And it was winter, okay? So the following day, I had an indoor soccer match, okay? Now I'm an idiot because I did legs. Now my legs are stiff,
yeah.
Right? And like I get there and I do like a stupid little stretch. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, whatever. Like I'm cool. I go in. They kick the ball. As I twist to go get the ball, all I hear is... And that was my entire quad.
Oh, wow.
Ripping. Because I didn't stretch properly like a proper idiot that I am. Most painful thing I've ever heard in my life. And what made it stupid?
Right.
No one touched me.
What do you mean no one touched you?
As in like, so like they kicked the ball and I sprinted for the ball. But obviously I went too fast. Then it tore. So like I collapsed and I'm screaming there in pain. And it was like, what's wrong with this idiot? Like no one touched you. And I'm like, thigh. And they're like, no. Like you're just an idiot.
Get over it.
Like get over it.
Ah.
Anyway, now that we know that I'm an idiot, right? I want to know something. If you had truth serum.
Yeah.
Right? You tell me how much you love me, obviously. If you had truth serum,
I'll tell you how much I hate you.
And you could ask any question
yeah.
to anyone, and they had to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Who would you ask and what would be the question?
I'll definitely ask the CEO of Standard Bank what's his password to his banking details. Simple.
Very smart.
Rap.
Very smart. This is why you're a PhD scholar.
That's really off the top of your head. That was really good.
That was really good. That was epic.
That's why you need me on the show.
Yeah, shit. Let me think about this. Truth serum. What would I want to know? Oh, I'd ask my father if he's my real father. Because I heard that I was adopted? Dad's on my dad.
No.
Born out of wedlock? Something like that?
No. You know what the thing is? The thing is, the rumor was that I don't look like my siblings.
Oh yeah.
So that's like the first like. So the rumor was that I might not be my dad's child.
Shit.
So I would like to know. I would like.
Do you have like an uncle though that like no like legit? Do you have an uncle that like you would suspect?
No. There's no one that
there's
I can
no
think
one.
Of.
There's no one that you know that like looks.
That I can be like, okay, cool, maybe you're my dad.
But also this.
But I would be really happy if my dad, that's my current dad, is not really my real dad.
Yeah.
And
such a mess. Yeah,
the end.
So speaking of trash
parents, yes.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever told you guys this, right? So in my group of friends, like we call it like, the Benoni boys, because we're from Benoni.
Oh god, that's horrible, yeah.
It is.
So there's a group of us, right? And we're all different, like CAs, doctors, like literally we're all different.
I like how the differentiation is not personality but professions.
It literally is, because like literally their professions like resonate with who they are.
Okay, come on.
So like the CA is like dead boring. Like, but whatever, everyone's different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Blew my mind. The only thing we have in common, the only thing we have in common, is that none of us want to be like our fathers.
Oh, that is so hectic.
And that blew my mind. We don't agree on anything. Not yeah. like not even on this like the smallest, most dumbest thing in the world. Water is good for you. We can't even agree on that. But the one thing, and one guy said it, and everybody said yeah, one by one, and we're like, nah.
Ironically, Father's Day is coming right up. You know.
Yeah, no, I save a lot of money on that day.
Absolutely, it's a wrap that day. It's just a wrap.
Yeah, it's just pointless. Pointless.
Okay, seeing that you would ask that question, right? Tell me something, because we all have our nuances, right? Yeah. And we'll start with Craig again, because you're fucking, you're brilliant at this. What's the one question you hate answering?
Are you gay? I hate that with a passion.
Do people like ask?
They still.
But do you people know, really ask if you're gay?
I can actually believe that, because you're not overly flamboyant. Like, only if you talk to
when
Craig,
he opens his mouth.
When he opens his mouth.
No, I don't actually think that. Remember, I'm here for the show. I'm here with my friends. So I put
got up, you. Yeah,
a certain
100%
persona. But when I'm at work, when I'm at, you know, it's always a rumor. It's, Instagram also can be funny, because sometimes I take pics with hot hands. It's very confusing. But I just resent that question. And it always pops up in the most, at the most weirdest moment. Like church. Which is why I stopped going.
What do you hate being asked?
What do I hate being asked? What are you? I get that quite a lot, especially in Pretoria. Growing is up, it? They always wondered, like, what are you? Here, there, what are you?
Yes, what are
and
you?
And I used to have, like, super long hair.
So what are you?
Beautiful. So I think that was, like, the immediate, like, what the fuck is this girl?
So what are you?
I'm just a human being, for God's sake.
Just a bad
just leave
bad.
Me alone.
Just a snack.
Just leave me alone. I want to be alone.
What a loser. So my, what do I hate
excuse
being asked?
Me, can you please retract that?
I retract fully. No, I told you about myself though. No, no, I've learned. After like my late game thing, like I can't, like you okay, hit me that, in my soul.
That was a bit.
You did, like,
that
you
was definitely
me.
That, for me.
That
hey?
Was a bit suspect. But anyway, we shall not investigate the further matter. The matter further.
English copa.
We will leave the matter.
Absolutely.
It has what? Been concluded. Yeah. Fine. Anyway, go on. What were you saying? Magical moment, right?
No. What's wrong with you? Just focus.
I just answered the question.
You know what? We're done with this. Okay, so we're going to go to... Tell me, what do you want to hear? Do you want to hear Pusha T, who's just been just like from here to live, or like Drake? Pick a team, bam. Pick a team.
Drake.
Pick a team.
Drake.
Drake?
Yeah.
Damn, Pusha T didn't.
Al Drake.
Don't even come here for a concert. 901 Shelby Drive. Look alive, look alive. Niggas came up on this side. Now they on the other side. Oh well, fuck them, dawg. We gon' see how hard they ride. I get racks to go outside and I spit it with the guys. We up on the other side. Niggas acting like we tied. I been gone since late July. Niggas acting like I died. They won't be expecting shit when Capo go to slide. Cause I told them that we put that shit behind us, but I lied.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
And yes, the Urban Culture Drive does take over. Kelman, if you want to talk to us, just hashtag Urban Culture Drive everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, everywhere you want to be. Listen, and that's my job, so I'm going to shut up now.
You're such an idiot. Such an idiot. Follow script, we just said it. Scripts are not followed. I hope producer, you're listening. Fire this ass. But anyway, guys, you know, as the Twitter streets would have it, the Nesra student has finally been arrested. I don't know how I feel about that. 40 million rand later, she only managed to spend, what, was it like
810,000?
But for me, is why was she arrested?
That's my issue also. I think it's the whole thing of like, well, you didn't come forward. You noticed that there was an anomaly and you still were like...
No, but she actually really didn't. I mean, you know what this reminds me of? When the bank
14 million.
When the bank puts your account on negative... You know, because the bank does that. Sometimes they let debit also through, and then they call you and say, "Oh, Mr. Kanyama, your bank balance is like on a negative." And I'm like, "But also, you know, I don't have enough guap for this debit order. Why'd you let it through?"
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But for me, like, I notice when there's a grand in my account. You know what I'm saying? When a grand, $500 comes into my account, dude, I'm a no, I'm balling. You know? So she obviously notes, you know, you saw the 14 million.
But it's not her fault.
It's not her fault at all. Yes, but I understand from a legal perspective where they come from. But I'm definitely on her side. With a surname like Mani, how can you not have money? I mean.
What?
And this girl.
Yes.
And this girl is 28 years old. She's a second year accounting student at the time when this all went down. I also want to touch on, I got a bit of an extract. Am I saying it right, guys?
Extract.
An extract.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you?
Like, I found an article online, guys, but listen here. Can I read it? What did you say?
Blow your mind.
Levels.
Nothing. What did you say?
I didn't say
levels. You just said levels.
I just said, like, my legs are really small today.
Okay, cool. So this is, and I quote, right? So this is what they wrote in this article. By the time the error was detected, she had transformed herself and her friends into glamorous women.
Darling.
Sporting expensive weaves, carrying iPhone 7 cell phones, slugging back shots of 700 rand a bottle whiskey, and emulating their music idols. Especially, wait for it, Beyonce.
Yes, girl.
Quote unquote.
They did it the right way though. They did it like they did the things.
Look, me too, shame. I'm not lying. 14 mil enters my account. Damn right. She only managed to spend 11 grand a day. So they only picked it up in 3 months, right? So in those 3 months, she spent 810 grand altogether. But they obviously calculated it as 11 grand a day, right? I'm telling you, I would have wild out even worse.
I would have probably left the country. I would have found some offshore bank account. I would have prepared my passport situations. I would have basically had Liz advise me on offshore banking. And then at the moment shit hits the fan, I'm gone.
And you know, this girl literally, like, you know when you oust yourself? Like, she this is her fault that this thing came out. So, Mogel, this is a village hun. Okay, let me paint you this picture, right? This girl goes from, and that's how they noticed it, really, guys.
Yeah.
Rookie fucking error when you get a lump sum. Tell no one. Yes. Show no one. No expensive purchases. Look, don't even touch the racks. Absolutely. Leave it for a while. So people picked it up when she had transformed, right?
Yeah.
So now this girl who came here with just natural hair.
Yeah.
Has this Brazilian Sahara, weave.
All of a sudden.
She's got a Brazilian weave. She's balling. She's in the club. She's VIP. She's looking like a whole snack. Key iPhone, what, last number. This girl is just living her best life. It's Steers takeaways every. And you know, as a student, when you're eating Steers every night, you're a baller.
You're
and so
life.
That's how people picked it up. And then she went to spa and, like, they show your balance, right? Because, you know, the system has changed with Nasvas. Yeah. So on the slip, you can see your balance, apparently. And so I remember the picture actually went viral. So she took a picture, genius.
Oh, idiot.
Brilliant.
With a balance of 13.9 million. And that's essentially what got her ass caught. So moral of the story, guys, when you win money or you get money or you're part of these cash heists and it's lit, don't go buy yourself a Porsche. Absolutely. Like, just lay low.
Do you remember the one guy though that bought a Lamborghini?
A whole Lamborghini.
But guys, what is the most creative way to hide money? Since we're on the topic,
Pablo Escobar, right?
Yeah, Pablo Escobar.
Yes,
they still haven't found his money.
Yeah.
Okay,
haven't found it.
Less other than that. So that's what you do.
If I got racks,
yeah, and it's, you know, it's illegal.
Do you know what? You know where I'd hide money?
Yeah, where?
An old age home.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Because the people there are too old to, like, run after it. Like, yeah. Like, come on. Mm. Old age home. No, really? Old people?
But I'm talking about, like, creatively. Like, within the white collar crime.
I know I watched a film, right?
Yeah.
And it was in the walls. They had hidden, like, all the money.
Yeah.
In, like, this home. But, like, the wall structure.
Inside the walls.
Yes.
I got you.
That's so actually, like, very smart.
It's dope.
So in other words, but also, you know, when you take out the cash, or are you talking about a heist? Because a heist is physical cash. I'm talking about, like, electronic.
It's being deposited.
How
okay.
do you hide that?
I don't know. You tell me what's the best way.
Bitcoin. No one can get to it. Even if they know it's there, they can see that she physically can't get to it unless they know your password.
True. I'd probably, like, start, like, 10 NGOs or 10 companies that are quite non-suspect.
And then clean it through there.
Clean it through there. Write it off and make sure I've got 10 different directors, but all of them related to me, of course.
And not to forget, the views of this show do not reflect the views
those of CliffCentral.com
or South Africa, because we are proper people with, like, proper jobs.
We pay tax.
We pay tax and we're all hungry.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
Can I ask you guys a question?
You have been.
Do you miss Kelman?
Who's Kelman? I'm kidding.
I do. I miss him.
Do you?
Yeah, I miss Kelman.
Okay. He's kind of cool, right?
He's a dope guy.
Yeah. I don't know. I might let him keep a little bit of land.
Very cute.
When we officially nice, take it yeah. all.
1%.
Just 1%.
Just 1%.
I'll give him like the little corner with the Zozo.
For control.
In my backyard. You know that corner?
Exactly. Where they put the maids there. Exactly.
It's always like, yeah. Exactly. And they call the maids quarters.
They call the maids quarters. It's really.
Get out of here,
servants'
man.
Quarters.
Servants' quarters.
Absolutely.
So over this, people.
Strange.
Anyway, so. Because I love you guys so much, right? Yeah. I want to find out from you, because we're a team. We love each other. It's a beautiful thing. I wanted to, because, you know, there's always so much profanity in this show. Absolutely. And I want to bring it together with so much love.
Yeah.
Tell me something. Craig.
Yeah.
What's the best compliment you've ever received from Candace?
She always tells me I'm a snack and that my ass is amazing. So I'm a snack. She always gives me the, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
But like, does it do it? Like do you absorb that energy?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, so it actually makes your day.
It really works. Absolutely. Sometimes I do wake up feeling like trash, guys. The name Craig was sexy is a lot to handle. And just one compliment makes my day.
Aww, that's sweet. I'm glad that I could contribute positively.
Candace, what's the best compliment I've ever given you?
I'm not moved by compliments.
At all?
100%. Like, really, that's how I'm designed.
So, like, you couldn't kill it if someone was like... Your hair looks fabulous today. Mm.
Or the compliments of the beginning. I'll say, about
thank you, but like...
It doesn't do anything.
It's really not going to make me... And the same way you tell me, Candace, your hair's trash, it wouldn't move me. I'll be
and
no.
You, Liz?
Well, first, you guys have never complimented me on anything.
Please.
Don't lie.
Like, I just walk in here and all of you are like, oh, jeez, back.
No, we don't compliment your attitude, but we do compliment your physical looks. I mean, damn, you are a snack.
Okay, seeing that I don't recall any of it, let's start now. Go for it.
You're a snack.
No, you're not going to do that to us. Come on, respect us. Like, you're going to respect us on the show. Imagine grown-ups at our big age. Make someone feel good.
Make me feel good about myself.
Guys, it's a
joke. Candace.
Hey, it's not a
you
real
don't care
thing.
How I feel? You don't care how I feel?
Candace. It's not a real thing.
Moving on to other people that love me.
I mean,
Craig, my friend. You and I.
Can I ask you guys something random?
Okay.
How do you guys feel about colored people saying the word nigger?
It doesn't really... I don't, even if white people said the word nigger to me, it doesn't really flex me. But if they said kafer...
Yeah, there's huge context. Yeah. No, I agree with him. The context is very different.
It's very different.
Okay.
So yeah, it's like not even a thing.
Okay.
So speaking of colored people, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you started this.
Please don't ask me about background. I don't know much. I don't know anything.
I don't know, but maybe you should ask it from a different perspective, like how I view black colored people. You know, I think I feel like these guys are half lucky. You know, they're just half.
Everything's half.
It's, you know, they're there, but they're half. It's like half black. You're half. You know, it's an advantage.
They don't quite fit in anywhere. But like they never like Uhuru. Like they never like you know when you're around black people and there's just a feeling.
There's a thing. When you're with white people, you feel that.
You feel also this.
Yeah.
And then with colored people, you're like.
But you just.
You're like, what's going on? Like I'm not quite there. Like I'm not quite feeling.
Get a half.
Get a half.
Get a half. Basically, that's why they fight.
On a serious note, though, do you ever feel like you fit in, like properly, in a place? Never, right? Mm-hmm. You're always like it's always like.
No, but I know that I stand out.
Yes.
So I'm really not looking to fit in, definitely not. Looking to stand out, and I think I do that quite well.
But you know what I think is what I've noticed. I don't know if maybe this is just me. What is your what would you say colored people's cultural origins are? Is it the Khoisans? And do any of them still practice it or?
There are some Khoisans.
But it's very like not commercialized like the way Zulus commercialize that.
No, but that's because like there's so little of them though.
Nah.
But I will tell you this though. You know what's interesting?
Yeah.
Is the culture dynamic. Okay. On a list of hierarchy, yeah. Right? I want you to list me, and this is going to be very interesting. I want you to list all the South African cultures. Give me the top five. Give me your top five.
Obviously, Shangaan.
Number one. Number two?
Venda. Zulu is right up there. And Xhosa. Zulu and Xhosa neck to neck for me.
Yeah. And then fifth?
The rest. Let's put it like that.
And many more.
In order, hey? So from number one to number five.
Okay, so Zulu.
Yeah.
Because I have obviously a fascination. Ndebele, it's colorful.
Yeah, actually. But
Shangaan, right? I think Hinduism is really beautiful, and I think like how they go about their whole culture. Shandi is great. Hindus.
Are you saying Hindus or Muslim? But like, there is a difference. You did not.
Yo.
But no, guys, Hindus, Hinduism.
That's a culture.
Yeah, I know. So when you say Hindu, are you talking about Hindu and Tamil or just Hindu?
No, I'm just talking about Hindu.
Okay.
I'm talking about
why Hindu. Not Muslim? I don't understand.
Hindu and Muslim is two completely different worlds.
Yeah, they're very different.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, they also. I mean, it's beautiful. It's. I like Muslims.
And also, they're not originally from more. Africa. You know? So let's get
it. No, but there's enough of them in Durban like, to make it like a thing.
Yeah, but also, guys, you know, you've heard about India, how rough it is.
Yeah, I know. Listen, like, it's.
Yeah. That's why they're here.
So, at least we get one representative from the many more cultures. Collectively, the many more.
Would it?
In your experience, or in your opinion, what are the top five cultures in South Africa?
Yo.
That's from number one to number five.
Top five?
Yeah.
I really don't have. I don't want to lie.
You're not even interested.
So you think everyone's the same?
Everyone's the same.
Like, I shit you not. I really don't have.
So Candace has had her piece, right? So on mine, it's definitely Zulus, then Xhosas, then... My thing is with Sotho and Tswana, they're just loud. Like, there's no, like, value proposition, really.
But I've never seen them practice their culture.
Like, there's really no very problem. Okay, I like vendors. You know, like, yeah. Vendors, there's some beautiful vinicals that I know that are just like blow your
forget
mind.
Forget the beauty, culture. Culture. Let's stick to the.
I like Afrikaans culture.
Yeah, true.
Maybe rephrase the question.
Because they're unapologetic
they're
about
quite,
it.
They're quite.
And there's many more,
maybe
yeah?
Maybe rephrase the question.
No, we can't. Top five cultures, in your opinion.
In what?
In everything. Their sense of the culture.
Everything. Aura.
No, I'm sitting this one out.
You see, and just like that, ladies and gentlemen, do not ever pick on us when we say you are many more. Can't represent yourself, what else must happen? You know what? Push a tease for you.
Urban Culture Drive. The Draw. Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
Alrighty.
And you guys are back. I reach your tune into the
and recharge and enlarge after producer told you
guys you guys are tuned into the Urban Culture Drive, and guys, please communicate with us on the socials. We're at Urban Culture Drive, hashtag Urban Culture Drive on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all off. We're all over the place. But look, I want to talk about something a little more interesting than what we just spoke about.
Wow.
So guys, listen here. So I don't know if you guys have heard about the Smash the Label campaign by Casa Lager.
Smash.
Now, I know you guys are into pink drinks. You don't drink beer. No, joking. So recently we had a show on labeling people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is what sort of inspired their campaign. Or am I giving us too much credit?
No, I actually know this campaign where they remove the labels.
Yes.
Off the label. I thought it was actually bloody brilliant.
Yeah, it's really, really dope.
I thought it was brilliant, yeah.
And it's basically them trying to... it's like a small act.
Yeah.
And this pledge will work towards eradicating the labels that divide us. It's obviously hashtag smash the label, and I think it's really cool. The whole concept that you can wrap your you can visualize, you know, like the whole concept. So I think when it came to like the marketing department did a great job, in terms of getting the message across. I like the fact that they. So what they did was, I can see you looking at me like you're confused, right?
I'm about to, no, I get you. I'm
so
just...
what they did was that you know the Casa Lager beer bottle, right? Mm. So what they did was they removed the label, almost as if to say like. Stop labeling people. Like we want to remove the stigma and the stereotypical notions, preconceived, you know, notions that we have of people. So smash the label. Hence, smash the label. And I thought that was quite a fabulous idea.
It is fabulous, but absolutely something I'd never, ever, ever in my entire life agree to do. Like, for example, let's just stick it to beer or alcohol. If I buy a fucking bottle of Verve, bitch, you best know I want what. No way.
You know, I didn't think about it like that.
Actually, you know what? No, it's okay. It's fine. It's nice and cool, cute when we're like talking about like your local beers. Ah, it's fine. It's a wrap. It's okay. But I go and buy my Prosecco and I cannot even... there's no label. Guys, no, there's no such. I want to enjoy it.
Casa Lager is different.
No, it's like, different.
Everyone knows it.
No, yeah. But
like, remember, there's no way you're going to miss the fact that this brown bottle is Casa Lager.
There's only one.
It's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's only
but
one.
But I totally
get
what
you're
saying.
Black label. There's also black label.
Gonje.
You know what I mean? But also, guys, it's a wrap for me. If you buy something, by it. As I do get it from a personal point of view, but hey, guys, drink wise, if I am popping,
I understand. Yeah. Shame, 100%. I didn't even think about that.
You know, speaking of all these things and labels, right, and how weird the world works, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I work with an Indian chick at work, right, from India, mm-hmm. okay? She's in an arranged marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of marriages in India are arranged.
Absolutely. Right?
And they should call, they call marriages where you marry someone that you grew up with and you love them and you decide, they should call those love marriages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, okay, cool. Never mind.
I actually want to find this out because it's weird to me how other people's realities of the world are so different to ours that it blows my mind.
Yeah.
And how like they're okay with being okay. So obviously, what the parents do, the parents go out, look for a son, good family, blah, blah. They got racks, etc., etc., with the good. On a very serious note, though, okay? If you're in the same situation and, listen, the guy's got racks, they've done the research or whatever, and they're like, okay, meet him. And then within a month of meeting each other, you guys get engaged. Would you?
You know what? If it's something that I culturally believe in, then I'd absolutely do it. But knowing me, the kind of stubborn asshole I can be, I'd probably do it and then another thing once I'm probably moved out of home. But if I believed in that, I'd absolutely do it. Absolutely. And honor my parents. Remember, Indian culture, parents are everything, just like Chinese.
Nope, not doing it.
Okay, that conversation's done. So,
all right. So, guys, you know what? Since seeing that we've had a lot of, you know, interesting artists and so forth, give me like people that you thought were that blew your mind that we've interviewed in the top of you. Give me like about your top three and why. Why specifically that individual? We've done this for a while. So it's been a month. Almost 20 shows later, this is who has been the one that you're like, okay, you know what? This is the reason and why.
That's a tough one.
Oh, come on.
Shotgun flavor. Tapsi.
Tapsi.
Loved her. Third.
Mine is going to be so different.
Okay, but okay, give me a reason why Shotgun and Tapsi, if you were to just like...
Shotgun is me and I and him. I am him. We're the same person. It was a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Like, we just hit it off.
Do you
Tapsi,
think that-
I loved her, yeah. her wisdom and her depth.
Yeah.
And who's the top three?
Last one.
Man, I want to think to our first shows that we...
Reason, Tweezy, Zinger, GC. I mean, we've had quite a lot of interesting people.
The Uzala cast.
Uzala cast.
Definitely top three.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Beautiful.
Okay, got you. And why the Uzala cast? What stood out?
Like I said, vibes.
Vibes. So the moment you feel vibes...
Shit. Oh, God, I'm alive.
Got you.
I can become Kim Kardashian. Incredible when vibes are great.
Absolutely.
But you will lose me.
Yeah.
Contrary to that.
Yeah.
On my side, who do I like? I like the Zalocast. They were dope. I like Reason.
Mm. Reason was pretty
Reason
dope.
Reason was dope.
So is that number one or is that number... Because remember, it's hierarchy.
Oh, it's hierarchy. Three. This is tough now. No, Uzalo's number one, definitely. That was a whole vibe.
Yeah.
Number two would be... Woo!
Ah.
Let me think about this.
Gonji,
actually, Soweto's Finest.
Soweto's Finest. I wasn't there for that one.
Sorry. I like Soweto's Finest. And then my third one, is between Tapsi and Anita.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all between right. those two.
I think my top one definitely would be Pamelo. Pamelo absolutely stands. I enjoyed that show.
Ooh, Pamelo, right?
Pamelo killed it for me. It was an absolute rap.
I was actually with her last week. She's still killing it. She's still a ball of energy.
You know, obviously, but also because I'm in academia, I felt like, you know, she brought out, yeah, and that the assignments that, you know, because my entire assignment that I gave to my students was about her.
Yeah.
And the things they said. So it was like, wow, this one actually meant quite a lot. The second person has to be Zinger. He's got a flow, a very good energy. It was just like stunning. Last but not least, it definitely is our first show. Our first show was actually super dope. I felt like
that was
unpretentious.
Our first show was so good.
It was so unpretentious. It was just like either sink or swim. And we swam. You know what I mean?
So guys, I want to play a quick game with you guys.
All right.
Okay, let's be professionals. And so let's do this first.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
So this game
you didn't play enough games when you were young.
I'm telling you, they didn't pay any attention to me.
You didn't play enough. I can see.
They didn't love me. Okay. So guys, smash or bury. Okay. So we're changing it up. So you can either smash this person or you could just completely just
bury them.
Bury them.
Alive.
This is beautiful.
Look, whatever you're into, fam.
This is beautiful.
So I'm going to give you guys, obviously I'm going to just throw names, right? So
can we switch it up even more, right? So you ask the two of us and the third one I get to ask you. Go.
Okay, cool. So Craig or Sexy?
Yes.
So I like I said, when I said switch it up, right? Yeah, so Reggie, one of our very loyal listeners.
Smash or Barry.
Smash to the power 10.
That's a lot of smashing. Wow. That's a lot.
I was so sorry. And you know what? I can't.
So, Craig.
Yeah.
Isn't it like so disrespectful when somebody calls you by a different name? And clearly, like, you don't know who this person is. So, like, you're Craig, and then I call you Chris.
Which you used to do. Yeah, I'd be upset. Oh, Konja, you're Katleho now.
You know what, also, Liz? I want to apologize on air.
Who is he?
Literally, I cannot think of any Katleho in my mind that stands out.
Who?
I don't know.
Is he?
I don't know who this name.
Where were you last night?
Home.
Where?
Smash or Barry. Caitlyn Jenner. All things considered. Also, think about the fact that you love money.
No, it's Smasher.
Okay.
I wouldn't call someone's name, but it's Smasher. Okay. So you, Smash or Barry? Katleho.
I don't know who that is. I swear to God.
Would you smash or bury Katleho?
There is a Katleho in my life.
Oh, Katleho Mabui.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll smash him.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go.
Gotcha.
Now we know.
Craig.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian.
Smash. She's very hot. Yeah, she's hot. She's hot. Yeah.
You guys are making this so easy, actually. Nah. Maybe my names are trash. Lesego. Clow. Our graphics guy. Kulekani. Twanky. He's got a couple
of names. Twanky.
This is close to home edition, by the way.
This is too close to home.
Mm-hmm.
You know the thing, you know, it's, I had it, boy. Like, as long as, like, he does, like, all the posters for, like, the rest of the show and stuff.
Will you smash him?
I'd bury the man and then, like.
Lesego Maphanga, Lesizwe with Dambuza, smash a berry.
Guys.
Come on.
And he's in the studio.
It would be a very respected funeral.
Clamp.
It would be a very
respected.
Candace.
Yes.
Seeing that you like to pick on people.
What?
Right. And you're all about. But it's really tough with you because you don't like anyone. Like, you're so.
True.
Like, she's not in love with anyone. She doesn't like anyone. She has no best friends. She has no. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's out here, like,
she
living her
no
best life.
She has no one in her life.
She has no one in her life. She's just out here floating from place to place. Okay. Our producer, Melissa.
Smash.
Yeah.
Hard. Yeah.
Like harder than Anita would? Because Anita looks like she smashes hard.
Yeah, she
I think
looks,
Anita
yeah.
obviously is more experienced.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In that field. But I'm sure with a couple of toys. But listen,
things
I could
work.
Totes. Get it on. Back to you, Craig or Sexy.
Yes.
Job.
Smash times two.
Was that
Have
two?
You seen that ass? I'm a Pakistan, guys. Oh, the man.
Let's hopper. Lesego Maphanga.
Yeah.
Kylie Jenner.
No, this is too easy now. There's nothing wrong with her. Like, it's too easy. Of course you would.
Okay. Craig or Sexy, last round.
Okay.
Zynga.
Zynga is a smash, guys. He's a vibe.
Awesome stuff. Lesego, let's wrap this segment of Smash and Berry up with Kevin, one of our very loyal listeners too.
And we actually have him on our family group, so.
And he's gonna be, he's obviously listening in. So
careful.
You gotta manage your team here. You gotta manage people that are holding you down. Your loyal listenership. You gotta think about all those things.
You must do anything for the rack. Smash.
Got you.
We're out of here.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
So listen up. A lot of the people behind this mic do not know what's actually going on here because so many things have been happening today. But this is the first 3 hours. Ooh, guys, it's a full day job, hey?
It is.
Yeah.
But Bonang does it so flawlessly.
She makes it look easy.
It's a full day. Like, yo, I got quads now. I got both of these. I've been working out.
Yeah.
gotta respect people's craft, eh?
Yeah, 100%.
But now I respect you now.
100%.
Guys, you mustn't just think just because you're pretty now you can like be here on radio like and like have a voice and opinion stuff.
Oh my god, that's so rude.
Do you know what I hate, Craig, when she does like her accents? I hate like it grinds.
But I love it. I just love it. I think it's stunning.
I think it's a lot.
Don't you think she's from Sussex?
I think it's like so unnecessary. Okay, so I switched off everyone's mic. Now all you gotta listen to me is me. Because it's what you're used to. You can relate to it. We're together. We're on the same timeline. We're in the same WhatsApp group. And with that being said, Craig was sexy. After 3 hours of non-stop radio.
Yeah.
What's your drop the mic?
I feel like I'm super talented, so bitches better follow me at CraigoSexy on Instagram and Twitter.
Half, half.
Is that going to be a thing?
Yeah, it better not be a thing. What I would say is the game is cold. Bring a jacket.
When?
Do right and kill everything. CliffCentral.com.